The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
What's really bothering you?
This picture is bothering me, and the fact that you've been gone for 5 years without word bothers me.
I am receiving an alert from Captain Jocko.
What's up, George?
14 personnel have emerged from the cruiser and have gathered on the north side of the tarmac. Captain Jocko is sending a high-resolution surface image.
I see 13 helmets and one balding head.
Good to meet you. I'm Jake Holliday.
Mr. Holliday.
Please, have a seat. I'm sure you'll find that I'm quite capable of doing this job.
And I'm quite sure you'll find that I'm capable of doing mine.
Our scientists found nothing out of order.
And yet, they both managed to destroy our only base, but the satellites as well. What of Lynn?
Kate Hawk went to great lengths to track him to us. She will come for him.
Whatever the case is, we have an enemy of the Federation on the loose.
What's our role in this going to be?
Ours, Agent Hawk?
You want me to bring them down and rescue Lynn?
Oh, not just you, Kate. You and Agent Barnes.
You gotta be kidding me. And now, Episode 79, Operation Hail Mary.
You're not going to be alone.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have a 60-plus-year-old former cop who's recently been shot in the head and had to retire from the force.
Agent Barnes has been making remarkable strides with his bionics. You're going to need someone who can counter Wi-Fi's ability to manipulate wireless signals.
I've seen that confrontation, and Jim was not on the winning side.
You may not be aware of this, but he has been training with Robert.
Pierman's tech guy?
He's much more than that. Along with getting scar prosthetics to simulate brain surgery, Robert has been working with him to hone his mental manipulative skills.
So who else is in this suicide squad?
Come on, Agent. This isn't a suicide mission. Yes, there are significant risks, but everything will be done to ensure success.
Your team will be assembled at Baldabar. You'll have the best of the best.
Who else from here is going?
Just you and Barnes.
Not Nelson?
We really can't cover his absence for such a long time. We need him at your old section to monitor local activity. Once you get to Baldabar, you'll assemble your team.
What's the time frame on this?
You will report to Pyramids at 0800 tomorrow.
You're not giving me very much time.
Time is something we don't have a lot of. We need to strike while Rage is somewhat disorganized.
You realize that I just can't pack up and leave. I have mail I have to arrange for pickup. I need someone to put eyes on my apartment. I have a good friend who takes care of things like that for me, but she's out of town.
Don't worry, Kate. I'll take care of all that for you.
So what is one pack for a mission like this? The last time I went, I was going to school there, so I had a specific time frame.
You really won't need anything. You'll report to Pierman for a stiff transport to operational headquarters. From there, you'll report to Wilson for mission loadout. Along with the weapons issue, he'll provide you with access to personal items, clothing, everything you'll need.
Oh, great. Wilson is going to pick out my wardrobe.
No, Wilson will issue you your standard IDF uniform. Our agents work directly for us, so you won't have a military rank, but you'll be afforded all of the privileges of an officer.
So I'll be able to use the O Club instead of Scully's. That makes the whole trip worthwhile.
If you find that you need anything else, you can arrange all of that once you're on Baldabar. Malcolm will assist you.
What about Jim? Does he know yet?
Pierman is filling him in now.
You want me to do what?
Your job, Jim. Robert tells me that you've made tremendous strides with your biometric capabilities. We need someone on the mission who can counter Wi-Fi, or at least slow him down.
Has Kate been brought up to speed on this?
As we speak.
Well, I can tell you for a fact, she won't be happy about me going. She's been pretty adamant about me taking it easy. She wants me to take up fishing with her old man, which reminds me, does Horace know about this?
We're leaving that to Kate.
Well, I can tell you right now, he's not going to be very happy about this. Going after the organization to put him behind bars is probably something he would want to do, not his daughter.
I execute the plans, Jim, not make them.
Plans? More like a Hail Mary.
I'm sorry?
A Hail Mary. It's an act of desperation. You know, sometimes called a wing and a prayer. A Robo 4 gave me some Ted William odds on her last mission. These odds won't even break the Mendoza line.
I don't know who Mendoza is, but yes, the odds are stacked against you. That's why we'll be proceeding with caution. In the meantime, I suggest that you contact that sweet little Irish lady you rent from and let her know you'll be out of town for a couple of weeks.
She'll like that.
I'm sure she'll understand.
No, I mean she really will like that. I think she reads my mail.
Oh.
When do we leave?
Be back here at 0800 tomorrow for transport to STIP headquarters. You two will spend the day getting a loadout and mission briefings. Within 24 hours, both of you will be transported to the BSS.
Is Commander Sims and Vlad still on board?
Yes, they both have a couple of months left on their cycles. Sims will transport both of you to Baltimore Base, where you'll meet your team. Your departure from there completely hinges on what the latest intel is and how long it takes to come up with a viable plan.
A viable plan, huh? Looks like we might be there a while.
Malcolm will provide you with any amenities that you might need, so pack lightly.
All right, I guess I better get this show on the road. At least I can take this stupid prosthetic scar off my head while I'm gone.
I think it's rather becoming.
Yeah, becoming a nuisance.
Bring in the prisoner.
Master.
Bring him forward. So, you thought you could destroy Rage with all your little act of sabotage, you and Nicola.
I sabotage nothing.
Fool! Do you really think I did not know? The explosion here was timed perfectly with the destruction of the satellites. You two were working together.
I did only what you instructed me to do. I developed a guidance system, which was successful.
Liar!
I have no reason to lie. We both knew that our lives would end as soon as the device was successfully used against Earth. It would have been much easier to refuse you and die with honor.
There is more honor in dying in battle, which is what you both chose.
I would be glad to kill you in battle. Give me the pleasure, Master.
All things in due time, Zokar. There is much we need to learn first.
If I'm to be your teacher, then you shall learn little.
And you will die slowly.
And painfully. This is where I am the teacher and master.
I would rather die with honor than to live in shame.
I'm sure we can convince you otherwise, Professor Lin. Why do you say you sabotaged nothing?
Nicola was near the end of his life. When he was perceived to have died on Earth, he was a pauper. Most of his patents and inventions were stolen and credit was given to others. He was pleased to learn that in his absence, he was credited and considered the father of many inventions. He died with great honor. He built these explosives into the satellites and the generator right under your scientist's noses.
Yet you said nothing.
I did what you asked, nothing more.
And you shall do the same now.
And why should I do this?
Your choice is simple. Do what you have been trained to do and live, or refuse to join your heroic late friend Nicola.
There's no guarantee that you won't do that anyway. If I cooperate.
I will be patient this time. God, take him back to the cell. Let him think about his decision. He will not join us. Of this I am certain.
I believe it is so, Master, but he is still of great value to us.
I agree. I have no doubt the IDF has been monitoring us. And know that both of us and Lin survived.
Is he of any value to them?
He is a political pawn. The IDF went to great lengths to track him to us.
Then, if he is valuable to them, he is valuable to us. Perhaps we can use him for leverage, my master.
We shall see. In the meantime, what is the status of the satellites we did not deploy?
We have evaluated the three and have found the implanted explosives. They are now ready for deployment.
Excellent. In time, we use them against Earth. They won't suspect us to return. Do we still have towers there available?
Yes, my master. We are certain that there are five towers available that have yet to be detected.
Then then continue the reconstruction of the mobile particle generator. Once completed, we will use it to start the war on the planet.
So, how the fish biting?
Hey, Jim. Well, why don't you grab a pole and find out?
Maybe when I get back.
Go back? Where are you going?
Oh, back to the world of weird food and strange faces.
Boldemar, what in the world is going on there?
Nate tracked the escape pod to a Rage cruiser. Jocko picked up the tail at the BSS and followed it to Latumus.
So, Wi-Fi managed to escape?
Yeah, and the satellite images show that Professor Lin was with him. And that they took a bat to the prison and met up with Lister. Now, we need to see what they're up to and try to recover Lin.
Wait, you're not calling me just to tell me that you're going to Boldemar. You're calling me to tell me that Kate is going. So the band's back together.
I guess that's what makes you a good detective, Horace.
And you're telling me about this instead of her because...
You two are both hard-headed and she needs to focus on the mission. You're sitting this one out. I'll call her and let her know that I talked to you and you said to tell her to be careful and don't try to be a hero.
I've got one better. You can tell her I'm going too so I can make sure she's safe and doesn't try to be a hero.
Yeah, that'll fly like a lead-filled balloon. Look, you know that's not going to happen. We don't know how long this mission will last, and if you disappear again, Kelly will go all Sam Spade on you.
She can play detective all she wants. I need to be there.
I don't think you'll be able to convince anyone of that, especially your youngest daughter. You know, the other hardhead?
I need to go on this mission.
I might actually agree with you, but it's not going to happen. I can't believe they want me to go, but they're convinced this hardware in my head will come in handy against Wi-Fi. So, do me a favor. Do the things a retiree is supposed to do. Pierman will keep you up to date.
With over a 50-hour delay in combo one way, keeping me up to date on the situation is a stretch at best. I'm not happy about this. But apparently my hands are tied.
I'll keep close watch on her, you know that, or at least as close as she'll let me.
When are you departing?
0800 tomorrow. We'll load out at HQ, then depart within 24 hours for the BSS.
Well, don't be surprised if you look up and see me floating toward you with a Model 19 laser strapped to my side.
For some reason, Horace, I don't think I'd be surprised at all.
Hello, Jim.
Dang those smart-aleck phones. How's a guy supposed to make prank calls these days?
Burner phone, maybe? What's up?
I just got off the phone with your dad.
Is everything all right?
Well, it is now. I told him about the mission and that we are going on.
I was going to do that.
Well, I did it already, okay? I thought it'd be easier.
Easier?
Well, easier than watching two bulls lock horns. You know he'd be dead set on going, and you'd be telling him no, and he'd say yes, and you'd say...
I get it. So what happened?
He said for you to be careful and don't try to be a hero, and that I should keep an eye on you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Like you did at Scully's with those drunk Hongans?
As far away from that as possible. Look, I'll have you back, that's all.
And I'll have yours. That's what partners do.
Got it. So, other than the fact that Wi-Fi, Lynn, and Lister are at the prison, what else do you know?
We'll be meeting our team at Boldemar. From there, we'll formulate a plan, based on the latest intelligence.
That sounds like this is going to be a fun op. I'll see you tomorrow morning at Pierman's.
See you tomorrow. The wheels were in motion again. I wasn't really expecting to go back to Boldemar and that whole world of aliens, spaceships, and zero-gravity toilets so soon. At least it wasn't a totally unknown world to me. I've been chased, imprisoned, shot at, and gone head-to-head and toe-to-toe with Rage. So there wasn't any unknown going into this mission. But there was a great deal of uncertainty. Will they be expecting us? Will Lin still be alive? What kind of team will we have? The best thing I could do was get a good night's sleep and just let things sort themselves out. The next morning, I buttoned up the apartment and hoped Janet would take care of everything. I made the drive to Martin State and met Jim and Pierman in the STIP launch room.
Good morning.
Well, that's left to be seen. Morning, Jim.
Well, hello there, little Miss Sunshine.
Save it, Barnes. If you had the commute I just had, you'd feel the same.
Well, I can assure you that your next commute will be much easier. I see that neither one of you have luggage.
What does one pack for a 25,000 light-year journey?
Light.
It's too early for jokes.
It appears that we're ready for departure. Ginger will be receiving you at headquarters. You'll go straight to tech for your loadout. The controller is currently on Boldabar, so Ginger will give you your latest intelligence report.
There's our cue.
Hey, you want the window or aisle?
I told you it was too early for jokes.
Stand by for launch sequence in 3, 2, 1.
You know, too bad your commute couldn't be this easy.
Welcome to Martin State SIP Facility, Pad 3A. Stand by for portal secure signal. Portal is secure. Egress is permitted.
Ginger, good to see you again.
Agent Hawk, Agent Barnes, good to see both of you as well. I'll take you to the armory.
I'll take the jump seat here.
Well, I didn't expect you two to be headed back so soon.
That makes three of us. What's the latest?
It looks like Rage has moved their operations to the prison.
Well, that should make half their troops feel right at home.
Right now, their forces are split between their old headquarters and the prison. It's obvious from recon photos that the old headquarters is too damaged to use.
Do we have positive confirmation that the other scientist, 310, was killed in the explosion?
All satellite images have been thoroughly examined, and there was no sign of him. Also, the explosion was set off in his lab, so we're as certain as we can be that he was in there to set off the explosion.
Hey, what about Lynn? Can we be certain that he's still alive?
We know that a civilian was with Wi-Fi at Rage headquarters when they boarded the bat for the prison. Latest infrared imagery shows that someone is occupying Wi-Fi's old cell.
That sounds like something Wi-Fi would do.
Here we are. Good luck with Wilson. Once you're finished here, meet me in the conference room.
Okay. Thanks, Ginger.
Thanks, Ginger. Well, I wonder what kind of toys Wilson has for us.
I hope it's more than the sedative lace lipstick tube I got the last time I was here.
Yeah, I don't think that'll work on Wi-Fi. Well, 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 Agent Barnes and Hawk. They seem to go together.
Mr. Wilson.
Good to see you again. What do we have today?
Well, actually, your loadout today will be light in the armament division. Once you reach Boldabar and complete your planning phase, you'll weaponize there.
So, what do we need from you today?
Your basic TONE.
My what?
That's a table of organizational equipment, your basic loadout. On a soldier level, we used to call it TA-50. Included things like a web belt, canteen, poncho, rubber boots, you know, things like that.
Well, I hope I don't need a poncho in space.
Agent Barnes is correct. That is your basic loadout. However, ours is somewhat different. First, a basic uniform. You will wear this while on duty at Boldabar. These uniforms are for combat.
Hot dog, bring on the space insect invaders.
The what?
I believe Agent Barnes is referring to one of your movies. No, Agent Barnes, you won't be battling insects. Now, your rank is non-specific. You'll be addressed the same as an officer, but your rank will be field agent. Here are your comm devices, and you'll receive frequencies at Boldabar.
Mine's different.
Because of your wireless abilities, this headset has an amplification system. You will be able to better send and receive signals, thus increasing your maximum effective range.
What's this pin for?
Well, that is your tracker. It's used in conjunction with your scoped weapons. It tracks your location as a green dot. Everyone else's location is fed to your screen so you know where your friendlies are.
And red dots for the enemy?
Unfortunately, Agent Barnes, this is not a first-person shooter video game. We just don't have that technology yet.
What about Wi-Fi? Won't he be able to intercept or jam these signals?
Most likely, Agent Hawk, but it will be useful in getting your forces to him. At that point, it's back to conventional combat. Now, this is a standard first aid kit. Inside, we have local anesthesia, disinfectant, and these very unique bandages.
It looks like an X-Wing fighter.
Well, they are interwoven like a loom. You place the red side down on either side of the wound, then pull the tops away from each other, and it pulls the wound together and binds it. The thing about laser wounds is that the shot cauterizes the wound, so you just need to close it off.
So this goes on the belt along with the canteen and ammo pouch?
That is a recharging unit for your Model 19 laser. It's also adaptable to various rifles. It's good for about 300 discharges.
300? Well, if you need more than that, you're either a bad shot or you're in one heck of a firefight. These small cylinders, are they for breathing?
Very good, Agent Hawk. These are liquefied cylinders of oxygen, nitrogen, and helium, and other gases. You will pull out the assembly and attach it to your helmet. It will give you 5 to 7 minutes of breathable air in case you encounter toxic fumes.
That's not a lot of time.
Well, if you need more time than that, then you're probably doomed anyway. Now, to the helmet.
Sweet! It looks like a NASCAR helmet.
I'm not quite sure what that is, Agent Barnes, but it is our latest and finest headgear. While you're wearing this, you won't need your comm units. Just attach them to your belt. The helmet has built-in comm and heads-up display. Your tracking information, as well as that of your team members, will be displayed, and there is a hard link from your weapon to the helmet for targeting.
A hard link, meaning not wireless.
That is correct.
How does this targeting system work?
Visor up. Your tracking and targeting is the weapon's sight display. Drop your visor and slap this magnetic link to the side of your helmet, and all the information is transferred to your HUD.
I like that. The last thing you need to be doing is trying to plug something into the side of your helmet in the firefight.
Exactly. Anywhere on the side where the magnet sticks, and you are good to go. Now, any questions?
All this tactical gear looks pretty heavy.
Well, somewhat, yes, but you'll most likely be encountering Wi-Fi and Lister on Latumus, which has 5/6 of your normal gravity.
Yeah, I remember your dad saying he had a few days of adjustments to do to reacclimate to full gravity.
I'll place all of your gear in a duffel bag and we'll have it ready for your departure.
Thanks, Wilson.
Why do I feel like I just enlisted?
Yeah, we got everything but the buzz cut.
Well, let's see what Ginger has for us.
So how did it go with Mr. Wilson?
Yeah, interesting. I didn't expect the uniforms, but some of the toys look nice.
Well, the Federation does have a well-organized military, and uniformity is part of that.
So, what have you learned so far?
I've learned that we'll have to totally rethink our situation.
Rethink? What happened?
Our latest report shows that the force on Latumus is gone.
Gone? What do you mean, gone?
Our Bat Recon team is reporting that the Rage Cruiser joined their Bat at the prison, and it then departed Latumus for parts unknown.
Why has Rage left their only sanctuary and departed for an unknown destination? What are the plans for Professor Lin? And will Kelly continue to pursue the truth about her father's disappearance? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Return to Boldavar.